Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hello, Zach. This is Don.
Hey, Don. How are you?
I had to go to the hospital, and Michael destroyed my car, my house, my medicine, everything, man. The kid is a lethal weapon, man.
What the heck happened?
He's a thief. He's a little drug addict with his girlfriend, Michael. And he does pose good, and she's responsible up front, but man, the stories I heard after I fell asleep with my car, he was out racing my car all over the place.
Jesus, what kind of car was it?
Well, he was driving my Camaro, 2010 right. Chevy SS Camaro. This thing is so fast.
Right.
It was 180 miles an hour.
Oh, crap.
And, I had no choice. He's the only one here. I said, dude, you got to drive me to the hospital now. Or go to the doctor or Connor's shop now.
Right.
So I passed up in the surgeon's office, and they looked there. I guess they wheeled me next to the hospital next door, and I was first on a plate. So I had a big old hematoma in my back and loose screws.
Oh, good Lord. Did they get that shit fixed, or?
Yeah, they fixed it, but, they put bigger screws in, and, no one understands that. I'm supposed to lay back, man.
Yeah.
Holy I had to leave the hospital early, dude, because of my company. It just wasn't fucking smooth,
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on? Did he screw up things with the company as well?
Well, the company's doing pretty good. I just got removed, but he's a one-man killing machine, man. We kind of ran a slow day. We only had four jobs. We only did about 900.
Right.
So we called the dispatcher. We didn't do it. He didn't do it, but he did it. And he asked her if he had to get a night job. She goes, yes, I do. Really? Okay. So we got $740 out of that. So, we're definitely seeing a float.
Right on.
I guess Michael sent you my credentials to you by mistake. I'm sorry. If they don't look good, he might send those to you by mistake.
Yeah, no worries.
I sure remind you helped me, though. But it's all right. Yeah. I've had worse in my life,
Yeah. Would you say that the next couple of months you would see an increase in, your bank statements and,
I think so, because I'm opening Yelp up today. I've been without Yelp for a few months.
Right.
And that's my lead target right there. Yelp gives me business.
So,
I got positive reviews. Can you check me out in San Carlos? RDS Plumbing in San Carlos,
mm-hmm.
California? On your Yelp, and check me out.
No, I have already. It's there. But we just want to, the one thing that we want to avoid in the next couple of months is any sort of negative days, because that's the thing that kind of killed us last time.
What kills me now is that I got to go to the bank, but I got to see this psychiatrist, dude. But
gotcha.
I have a possible fraudulent check on my account right now.
Uh-oh.
For $3,370, man.
Would that put you negative?
Oh, yeah. Because yesterday we had 700, and I put 2,500 in.
Right.
And somebody had a lot of boom, bams on my account,
Ugh.
But, people got to get paid. I understand that,
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't tell your underwriters. But I'll tell you, man, I'm still positive. I missed the seminar for flipping houses, man. Damn, I wanted to go to that. This guy, Scott Yancey, I think is his name.
Uh-huh.
It's might be somewhere in your area coming. It's like a long seminar. You get breakfast and lunch.
Right.
And what hooks you is that they get the money and the credit. And all you get in return is 5% of the money.
Interesting. And is that guaranteed?
That sounds too fucking good to be true. I was going to go to San Francisco, but that was when I was hurting so bad. Man, I didn't answer my phone.
Yeah.
I said, a few weeks ago, I saw Zach. I saw him on the phone. I can't talk. I can't even grab the phone.
Oh, man. That's terrible. That's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, hey, are you feeling better now?
Yeah. I'm back energizing,
Are you almost pain-free, or?
No, I'm still not hurt, but it's not as bad. I can deal with it.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Instead of the lot, I could probably take Norco's now,
Oof. I don't know. That's some heavy-duty stuff there.
Yeah, that's what they had me on. When you look at the x-ray of my back, I say it hurts. And then you go, fuck this guy. He's a major shit, man.
The state doctor,
I had this stuff called Toradol. It's a safe stuff to use.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that stuff feels good, too, in your body. and it goes on all your joints.
Oh, really? Is it addicting, though?
It's just so fun. You want to go on every week. Give me a shot, Twirl. I feel good. Please finish your business for 5 hours, please.
I understand.
But you're not on a magic carpet ride playing with Jimi Hendrix, so.
Yeah, so it's one level below the narcos and all that stuff, then, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's just clean, and it's a burning needle when it hits you. It's not one you want to give to a little kid, but boy.
Yeah.
I have such pain when I go down to the hospital. They steal me already. It's just like, yeah, it's horrible.
So what's the protocol now that they got new screws in and they got the hematoma out? Do you have to keep it, go to therapy, or?
He's saying he's pretty sure they got all of it out. Four surgeons are on me and they're scratching their heads about it.
So you have just a nice big old scar on your back now, or?
Yes, I think it's two scars. I had visual and then another one. They might have followed the same scar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've had two of these back, in the back operations, what, in 3 years? And in 4 years, I've had three.
Good Lord. Hopefully that's the last one.
I had a guy come from the front of my neck and try to get from there, and I've had those other four that were successful. Epidurals, and trying to shoot chemical into the joints and stuff.
Yep, I've actually had that for my back. I got lower back issues as well. It didn't really seem to do a lot for me. Did it help you out?
One time, I felt like a champ.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep trying, but you look at your liver. Keep drinking water.
I hear you. So, Don, we're going to need to hold off a couple months to see what we make available for the business. You need a little more cash flow going?
Yeah, I want to pay off Swift and be cool with them and pay off my car and all these things. That's a really good chunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I'm contemplating maybe refinancing the house, I don't know.
So what happened with that? Did you say that the house got destroyed as well?
My house?
Yeah.
No, I just, chairs banged around, Nothing big.
They didn't steal anything from you, though, did they?
No.
No, that's good. That's good. But at the same time, pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, some kids are.
Damn kids. That's
me too.
Damn millennials.
I was too tired. On Sunday, and I go find my girlfriend. And actually showed up at my house at 7 in the morning, kicked a guy off my couch. Get out of here. Google.
Oh, so did you, were you, last time I talked to you, you and your girlfriend were kind of on the outs. Did you guys get back together? I know the one that you had been for like 16 years.
We love each other.
So you guys got back together?
We love each other.
Nice. That's good.
She's a stripper too, man.
That's really good.
I don't know. Naked one.
Uh-oh. Well, it's...
A lot of little just weenies in that place.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I'm sure a lot of strange people probably frequent those places. But you guys
She's a good girl. She doesn't do anything like that.
Gotcha. So you guys are back together, though.
Two times nipping in there, you don't know protection, man, so no.
Right on. Hey, but yeah, appreciate the call. So maybe...
Yeah, man, I know you've been hitting, trying to call me. I'm glad it's me and not stupid Michael talking to you like he's a big shot,
Yeah, I just want to remain in contact with you. I know that you were going through some pain issues and stuff, but I just want to let you know.
You're cool,
I
haven't
forgotten about you.
You're my San Diego buddy, man. I go to San Diego, I'm going to hook you up and hook up with you, man.
Absolutely. But
that's a girl I know, absolutely. She said that this Katie at his minute, she goes, absolutely. She was up in San Diego, huh?
Hey, Don, how about I give you a holler like every month just to check in with you, see how the business is going, and I would think by November, if the things are on the up and up, we could try to resubmit your application and see what we can make available for you, if you can hold off till then.
Yeah, I do the best I can. If you can do me a favor, you might be able to do it. Maybe check my credit and let me know.
Yeah, I could do that.
I was 2 months late on a car payment, but I paid $1,200.
Uh-huh.
And, a lot of checks went back. My employees wrote checks, paid the bills, they thought, but they didn't check the checking account balance.
Uh-oh. So just blindly, just writing checks.
They're writing checks and, trying to drive with a money order? A money order? That's fucking not professional, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, Don, I'll check it right now, and I'll shoot you an email to the Don Diamond at RDS.
Yeah, Don Diamond, RDS.
Okay, I'll shoot that over to you in about 10 minutes, and then... how about I just give you a call next month just to check in, and then we'll just keep doing that until the time comes when, you know, the financial...
If I was late on a few credit cards, maybe look at my credit, see if there's something I need to fix on my credit, all right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll get the full report for you.
All right, great, man.
All right, Don.
Hey,
Zach,
over to my stash.
But, Don, how about I give you a call in just right about a month?
All right.
All right.
If my credit looks bad, text the credit number to me, right?
Yeah, I can do that.
Poor, or fair, or good, or excellent, all right?
All right. All right, my friend. And then we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, God bless you, man. You're cool people, man.
You take care,
man.
Yeah.
I got a new friend in San Diego.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, later, Zach.
Take care from me.
Have a good day, man. Enjoy that beach.
Bye.